Welcome to the sports show with the one and only Fred Dreyer, yours truly, Michael Horn, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. It is the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you very much for being with us, Mike Horn. I know that you've had a busy week. And
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Well, when I heard that the Clippers have a new mascot, I had to get into the office and read about it. And
this is a big story. This is the Los Angeles Clippers. They have a new mascot.
Oh, man. Yeah. Chuck the Condor.
Chuck the Condor?
See, there's something about the Clippers. You know, they originated in San Diego as the San Diego Clippers. Then they went broke down there, so they decided to move up to L.A. And so they became the L.A. Clippers, and no one could understand. And when they first came up, I said, is it the L.A. Clippers, like toenail clippers? Or is it, what's a clipper? And they said, well, it's a ship.
Yeah, it's a ship.
It's a big
Yankee
ship.
Yankee Clipper.
Yeah, the Yankee Clipper. And so I said, well, that's okay. Southern California, boats, clippers, ocean. Yeah, okay, all right, I got that. Nowhere in the literature and nowhere in the logo on the San Diego Clippers is there a ship.
Not in the L.A. Clippers either.
There's nothing. There's no representation at all of what the image is. Like the Lakers, you know, we all know that they came from the land of 10,000 lakes.
In Minnesota.
So now they're here. It's the Lakers. They've won 17 championships.
Supporters of Marco Rubio in Minnesota, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's his state. Give it to him. Come on. Don't begrudge the guy.
Okay,
his state.
I'll give him his
it's
state.
A small state.
One state. Give
it's
it
a
to
small
him.
Liberal state near,
Minnesota.
Near the Canadian border.
He's floating.
Half
the
of the people up there are drunks and they're near the border.
Take it easy. This is a national show.
Just a second. They're up there drinking because it's like 70 below zero.
Okay.
So anyway, so now you've got you got this new Clipper mascot, Chuck the Condor, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about him and the vociferous owner, Steve Ballmer.
Ballmer,
he's out there slam dunking. You know, it's great to own a team, but just calm down, sit in the stands, let the players play, and stop running around telling people I own the team. And by the way, I got a great idea. You're not going to believe it. I got a great idea. Come on in, Chuck. And this guy walks in. It just floored everybody.
It's the sports show with Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Napa know-how!
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's the Sports Show coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio and the Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show for segment number two. That's number two, isn't it?
Yeah, this is, we're talking about Chuck the Condor, who is the new Clipper mascot. Now, you mentioned you didn't know what the Clipper is, if it was nail clippers or...
I always thought when they came from San Diego...
The basketball team, the Clippers.
Yeah, I thought it was the toenail clippers.
No, they are the actual Clipper ships. And so, but my confusion is on Chuck the Condor, is it a bird, Chuck the Condor, or is it literally Chuck the Condor? Get the Condor the heck out of here. Chuck it.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen because...
Really?
According to the...
How so?
Bill Plaschke's article today in the Sports Times, which is always
fun
for me to read.
Oh, great one, old Fred. Tell us about it, please.
Well, you have this owner who decided... By the way, Clippers are one of three teams that don't have a mascot.
They do now, right?
Well, they do now, yeah.
But they did not
have one. He just... It was such an irritation to Ballmer that he just couldn't take it.
He just needed a mascot.
He said, by golly, you know, we go to all these other arenas and all these teams are getting fired up. They have their own mascot. Now, we're going to have one, by golly. And so he comes up with this mascot. And if you see this mascot, this stupidity...
You can hold it up because, you know, we do this show live on Wednesdays. You can go to YouTube and see this. But right here, move it up there. Look on your camera there. Get a little closer to the screen. You can take it. There you go. Now you're talking. Moving it a little more, a little closer, a little tight shot. There is Chuck the Clipper, who has leggings of yellow and blue on, and he's got a white shirt, and there's a big, like a bird head, and it looks like a really heavyweight kind of guy. Looks like this guy should actually go on a little bit of weight.
Ballmer.
And there's Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer right there.
He's right under his armpit there in the background.
Yeah,
and this is a brand new...
Why people are yelling at him.
Yeah, it's amazing. So now there's just two teams without mascots, and the Clippers now have one. Chuck the Condor.
Yeah, and the beauty here...
Bulletin.
What was it? It was pretty funny.
Do you like mascots? Does it make you like the game more?
No.
I hate them.
They're annoying. You know, I love the San Diego Chicken, and many people did. Remember that?
Yeah, because that was...
Ted DeGenilius.
I think that was his name. You're right.
But he was great. He was very smart. It was a good idea, and it was a promotion done for one game.
And then everybody tried to
Chicken.
Copy it. You know?
And they wanted him. He was in Atlanta, and he kind of sold his services around for a while. But... I mentioned the thing here, reading about all these mascots. And remember in the early 80s, Dancing Harry?
Oh, yeah, Dancing Harry.
For the Lakers.
Yeah, that was a real-life person, Dancing Harry.
Yeah, Dancing Harry would come down there. I understand because of insurance reasons they had to chuck him, so to speak.
Or Chuck the
Harry. They chucked the Harry.
Chuck the Condor.
Dodgers and Angels are two of only three baseball teams without official mascots.
Please, Dodgers, don't destroy it by putting a mascot there.
The Lakers are one of only three NBA teams still without a mascot.
So who are the other teams besides the Lakers?
Well, that's for the fans to figure out.
Okay, so just going to throw that trivia question out there. Thank you, Fred.
The mascot was Ballmer's idea.
Yeah,
but Ballmer lives in Seattle. You know, he's not here on a daily basis to touch base with the fans. Well, when he shows up for the next home game and this mascot shows up.
Yes.
You know, they said in the paper here, you know, that they said, well, it's a great idea. It's a great business modeling. It's great, great business sense by Ballmer because, you know, now they get to sell all the kids this idiot puppet, hand puppet out there in the hallway.
What does the mascot? It should have something to do with the name. So they're the Clippers.
Yeah.
Does this condor fly over the Clipper ship and
I mean, if he flew over and he would drop down and cut toenails, I would understand that mascot.
Yeah.
But it just comes out and does nothing. It's supposed to slam dunk basketball. But it's a stupid mascot. It chucked the condor. If I see him, I'm going to drive up on the curb and get him.
Take it easy.
I don't want to see this mascot.
Okay.
You hear me?
The Dodgers years ago had a mascot. The baseball Los Angeles Dodgers had Billy Baseball, and there was always like this big round baseball with a smiling face on it.
Well, that was
and
also
I liked it. That was a good one.
I never really liked it, but there was a they had the helmet golf cart to bring the pitchers out.
Yeah, they had.
Why don't they bring that back?
Because Tommy Lasorda has borrowed it for spring training,
and the springs collapsed. I think on one side.
They did not.
I think they did.
No, they did. That's good. Tommy is out in spring training right now. Our buddy's going to be on our show. Hopefully,
we have to get him.
We got to go to spring training. Can we do that one and do a show from spring training? You and I. Come on,
yeah.
One show. Let's go. We'll take Tommy out to dinner, the restaurant of his choice. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. He'll go with us, and we'll have a good time.
Is there a Ruth's Chris out there in Arizona?
They do. They got a beautiful one in Phoenix. Yeah. This, you know, they got Florida. The spring training is going on in Florida. They got all the teams in Arizona. This is the time to go out and, you know, hope is springs eternal. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And I went there one time to Hope Springs Eternal and stayed there for a week. It's a great getaway resort. Hope Springs
Steve
Eternal.
Ballmer looking more like Curly of the Three Stooges.
You know, Steve sort of got that team. He sort of inherited it. The team, the league sort of found him and gave him that team. I don't think he really knows what he's doing with it. And he's got, you know, they're playing not badly. The Clippers are not, they look like they're going to be in the playoffs.
I would say this, up until now, the Clippers are somewhat of a disappointment.
Really?
Well, don't you think?
Well, I thought they could do better, but Golden State is playing just so well. I mean, Golden State is just
well.
Seems
I mean,
like
take the high and the low out. They're still in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, you know, Ballmer is putting all this energy into this
Chuck the Condor.
This real bad idea.
Yeah, he should be worried about the guys beating each other up or something.
Well,
those fights.
You know, I mean, he should be worried about other things than. You know, trying to entertain or suppose he's going to come up with a great idea. He hatched this idea, you know.
Hatched. Don't say hatched around Chuck the Condor.
He was up there. Up there in
hatched.
The Great Northwest. He hatched this idea about Chuck.
He used it twice.
And I got to tell you, he must have been out on his boat, and they must have been partying or something.
Yeah.
And he got this idea. He heard somebody squawk from the engine room. He thought it was a condor and said, yeah, I got a great idea. Give me a pencil and a paper.
California condors, you know, California Clippers.
But
I'm not trying to justify. I'm just trying to help
Steve
Ballmer.
You're not going to try to connect the two, are you?
I'm trying to figure out the reasoning behind Chuck
the
Condor.
Please don't do it.
Okay.
I risk insulting the intelligence of our audience all the time. Don't try to tell people if they're going to connect
those
two ideas.
That are in those mascot uniforms, even if you're at like Disneyland, it's like hot, and it's a wonder they don't pass out. It's like they should just forget about these mascots.
Well, in the meantime, Ivy League coaches vote to eliminate full contact in practice.
Well, where is this now?
Ivy League, or Dartmouth College.
Is this for football you're talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's not a bad idea. I heard it this afternoon. I figured, well, what do you mean they're going to eliminate it? Well, here's what they're going to do. During the season, they're not going to have contact.
So no contact during season?
Except for the games.
Right.
Which I agree with, because they should be working, as it says here, that there would be a great number of concussions during practice, which I believe is true. But at the same time, there's no reason for them to have contact during the season. They're going to have contact on Saturday afternoon. Then they get a rest. And then they're in shorts and sweats and helmets, and they're studying, and they're working on fundamentals and techniques, and thinking and concentrating and doing those things. So
yeah.
I think that's a smart idea. The NFL is getting more and more to that too. By the way,
So this move for Ivy League schools is expected to take place for the upcoming season, this season, this year.
2016.
And it's going to have to be approved by the league's athletic directors and college presidents, but it looks like that will happen.
I think it's a good idea. So congrats to them. We always like to do it. Also, do I see what I think I see?
What do you see?
I see a news bulletin here by Johnny Manziel.
No. Yeah. More news on Johnny Manziel?
There's one here. Oh, man. Video surfaces. It surfaces like it's been hidden, you know, of Johnny Manziel allegedly drinking alcohol at a club. What? Allegedly.
Well, that's what you usually do.
They've got
a
video of him allegedly drinking. And it's just unbelievable. Again, this is like, what is it, a day after the court said, you know, we're going to put a grand jury together to see if you beat your girlfriend up.
Man is in trouble.
Really amazing. Yeah.
Straight ahead, we continue. It is the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn, on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Do you drink really pure water? If you drink bottled water, you should know about the bottled water dirty little secrets. Plastic bottles come from oil products. The polycarbonate jugs contain bisphenol A, a synthetic estrogen that's raised health concerns. Bottled water dispensers quickly develop algae and bacteria and should be sanitized regularly. Have you ever cleaned your water dispenser? Are you ingesting algae and bacteria and synthetic estrogen? Here's the good news. Pure Water Science can replace that dirty, outdated bottled water cooler with a high-tech water purification system. The Pure Water Science system features a stainless steel tank that constantly monitors water quality. It guarantees your water is pure. It alerts you when service or filter changes are needed, and the multi-stage purification system removes organic and inorganic contaminants. The patented self-sanitizing feature eliminates algae and bacteria while it adds oxygen to your water, and it costs less than bottled water without the bottled water hassle. No more bottles to lift. Call now, 818-502-4191. Pure Water Science, 818-502-4191.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MBO 91903, MLS 716936.
Back to the Sports Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
The former Los Angeles Ram who now has a history and a story to tell because the Rams are back in Los Angeles. So we're honored to have Fred here today, the Sultan of Safeties.
Thanks so much.
Two safeties in one game, the All-Pro defensive
great
end, the star of Hunter, Land's End,
always great
Crisis, Agent X. He's the man.
Always great to be with you. You guys have always treated me great. You guys send me the best tweets. And
by the way, follow it on Twitter. It's Fred underscore
Dreyer.
Dreyer.
Yeah, and I'm always roaming around. Sometimes I leave the facility because I go outside and weed.
You do a little weeding.
I go outside in my backyard.
You do.
I go up on the hill. I turn the radio on. The dog, the beagle dog next to me.
So you've connected with the beagle dog, your neighbor's dog?
Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, we have an understanding.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is my yard that goes up to your fence.
And so he leaves you alone?
Well, he...
barks
he
at you.
He does.
He barks at you.
But
you're sometimes, probably a scary figure to a
no,
dog.
No, I'm not. Of course not. I'm always whistling. I'm in good nature.
I'm
in good mood when I'm in my backyard. And I've got the oldies but goodies going on Channel 5, you know, Sirius 5.
Dog's probably sick of those.
Well, the dog is, it's a dog, you know. I trump.
Maybe play dog music, you know, who let the dogs out, that kind of stuff might be nicer for the beagle.
Well, anyway, I go up and I'm hoeing and weeding and pulling stuff, and I'm making a lot of progress.
So
Feeling very good about
myself.
So you're
myself. Like clearing. You got
and
clearing
the dog out, comes out. Yeah. Comes out. I notice that if you make eye contact, he starts barking.
Of course. You know that. It's the Beastmaster.
Yeah, of course. So I now figure, I'll bet you I can get as close to this fence before this dog takes off. You know.
So you're challenging the dog, and you're not going to
look at
the
I'm
dog,
I'm whistling
right?
and humming
and not looking
whistling
at him.
While I work,
right.
Not making eye contact.
No eye contact
and
with
I'm
the dog.
Working myself up the hill, the ingrade to the fence where this dog's nose is poking through.
It's a great life you lead.
And finally,
yeah,
I start talking to him without looking at him.
What do you say to him? What kind of a thing do you say to the dog?
And I said, I know what it's like being in the backyard. You know,
you say that to the dog?
I said, you don't have gardening tools. You've got two paws. I've got gardening tools.
Does he listen to you? You can't see him, but is he
listening?
No,
he's staring at me. He's just staring at me.
Do you know the dog's name?
Frank.
Frank. So you're talking to Frank the dog in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying you know what it's like.
I'm commiserating.
Yes.
I'm saying what a beautiful day it is.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet you wish you had a shovel to bury all the junk you leave behind.
Are you on all fours or are you standing?
I'm standing up. I'm bending over. I'm weeding. I'm raking.
No eye contact.
No eye contact.
And so what does the
dog
do?
As soon as I turn toward the dog and I say, hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy? He takes off.
As soon as you look at him.
That's it. He barks for 22 straight minutes.
You're scaring him because you got that penetrating. You've got that Fred Dreyer all pro defensive end stare.
Well,
you've scared me sometimes when I come in there. If you're not in the right mood, you just look at me with that glare, and it's like, I'm going to go out of bounds and just run away from the tackle.
So Frank sees my cigar and goes off on the cigar.
Oh, you got the cigar going.
Yeah, I got the smoke going and everything. And I'm in my element. I'm in my backyard. And so anyway, the point is that, what was I saying?
You're talking about Frank the dog.
Yeah, so Frank, Frank the beagle, you know, is my neighbor, and we're getting along pretty well. At nighttime, though, the coyotes on a warm night.
I was going to say, don't you have coyotes there? You told that story once about the coyote that scared your cats.
Yeah.
You have, by the way, just people should know, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties.
Yes.
The great look on your face. You have been known to have cats. Not anymore, but you had a couple.
For 6 years, I had two Tonkinese cats.
I don't
they
see you as
loved
a kind
me.
Of, I know, I'm sure they did.
Oh, man.
Did they sleep
cats,
with you on either side of your shoulders?
They wanted to. But,
what did you do?
Here's what happened. I let them in, and they jumped up on the bed.
Yeah.
And they were creeping around like on eggshells.
Looking for a place
they didn't
want to
wake me up.
Right.
And they snuggled in on each side of me.
Yep.
And they, the mommy cat woke me up because she was purring so loud. And I said, hey, what's going on here?
Did you make eye contact?
I did not make eye contact. Yeah. It was too dark. And then the other one, Cody, the boy, was laying on his back upside down snoring. And so I ran him out of there.
Yeah.
That's it. Break it up. Get out of here.
You have a real soft spot for the Beastmaster. I don't think you should tell these stories that much on this show
because people
think of you as a real rough, tough guy. I mean, you broke your finger. You stuck it in between a couple of helmets during a football game and played the whole game with that thing throbbing.
Yeah. was
these are things like that. You know, you've played in severe injuries.
Throbbing is my middle name.
Yes, and then you have kitty cats.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was leading up to something. I forgot what my segue.
I don't know. This story was much better.
I forgot what my segue was. But anyway, here's what's going on.
Baseball, spring training.
First of all, pro football.
Yes.
Mario Williams released from the Bills. Flacco. Contract extension.
Okay,
Tom Brady, contract extension.
Okay, good.
And they've got Aroldis Chapman gets 30 days
suspension
because he's
Yankees.
Bounding his girlfriend.
Now, the spring training's in full swing, and you've got people already showing up. And so already the Dodgers, who have 13,000 pitchers they've picked up, instead of just signing Zach Greinke, they had to go and get 13,000 pitchers. Here's the latest. One of their guys is a guy named Raven. Has a broken arm, and he was in some kind of car accident, so he's not going to be able to pitch because not only are they injured, he's got a broken arm.
Yeah.
He said his broken arm resembles Harry Potter's wand. This is what Raven said, Josh Raven. He showed off his broken left forearm, and he had a sense of humor, and he suffered the injury in an automobile accident.
Oh, it's in a cast. You're saying it's in a cast.
Yes, and he said it looks like Harry Potter's a wand.
Oh, look at that.
It's not a very... I'm putting the picture up at...
He's got a big, big lump there.
Yeah, on YouTube. You can check it out. YouTube.com/Fred Dryer. You can
get some ice
look
on
at
that.
It and see. Put ice on it. But he's got it set.
Bill Clinton said that. That was his famous line.
What's that?
If I was you, I'd put some ice on that.
Yeah, put some ice on that. Dave Roberts said it was not clear how long Raven's going to be silent, but it's a good thing they got 13,000 pitchers.
With that bend in his arm, it looks like he'll be out for a couple of years.
Might help with his curveball, even though he's a right-hander and this is the left hand. Maybe he becomes a lefty and throws a curve.
If he can now perfect the technique in his non-pitching hand to where he can now start waving it around.
Like a wand. Like
just
a
waving it around to distract the hitter and then throw the ball.
Kind of like a slow pitch team, sort of like with a big old windup like that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
we got to go to spring training. Who do you think is looking good this year? Have you seen anything? The pitchers are
all right. No, they're all in the DL. You know, everybody's. You know how many six people showed up for the first day? Here's the other thing.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people. You know, when the game, season is over with, they need cleanup surgeries. They need, they need surgery to repair, labrum or whatever it might be.
At the end of the year, you're saying at the end of the season, this year is over.
At the end of the baseball season, football season,
guys got a bad
knee. So what they do is they kind of take the entire off season off.
No, come on.
And have an operation 3 days before they go to camp.
Why is that? And that happens all the time. If the guy is injured, why don't they go and get it taken care of
after
the season's over?
That's because when Tommy, who was coaching the team at the time, said, you know, in his pre-game meetings or his pre-practice meetings they have every day out there at training camp, he says, "Oh, is everybody okay? Is there anybody here that can't play?" And like eight people raise their hand and they said, "We'd love to practice, but you know, we just had an operation on our neck and our foot, you know, we can't
Tommy
do
Tommy doesn't like that. You don't come to camp unless you're ready to play, right?
George Allen was that way.
Was he really serious?
Chuck Knox was that way.
So if you showed up for Rams training camp, you better be ready, right?
Well, there's a hot sheet, you know, they would check you during the year. If you're out of town, you had to prove you were working out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And so how did you prove that? What do you mean? You had to, like, show pictures, or what?
Well, it's an honor system, certainly. But you have to present, I'm in Houston, and I'm working out at my house, or I'm working out at the gym, or at University of Houston, and here's the trainer's name, and this is what I'm doing, and this is how it works. Okay, fine. And if you're living in town, like I did, I lived in Long Beach right across from the golf course where the Rams practiced, Blair Field.
Oh, yeah.
I used to live right around the corner there. And I would show up at the Ram facility,
and work out there.
And so they would check you off.
Yeah.
So I made it a big deal to never miss a day, you know. And sometimes go there twice, and it would really freak them out. They go, "Just Fred Dryer is really working out so hard. He's unbelievable." So every time you see the coach, he always bring the sheet out and say, "I understand you've been working out here every single day for the last two and a half months.
Was he like that? Kind of.
And I said, "You're right, Chuck, because I can't get enough."
Is that what you said?
Yeah. "I can't get enough. I got to pump
and work out." What did he say when you said that?
He said, "Hey, come hard down the hard road."
Come hard down the hard road?
That's right.
I'm going
to
remember
I'm going to have to put on my website all the Chuck Knox.
You have to write a
witticism,
book about him.
Witticism.
Come hard he down had the hard
best.
Road.
Yeah, he had the best. He had the best. Before every, he had the best football stuff.
Chuck Knox.
Yeah.
You know, he used to get a little crazy on game day, didn't he? He used to really get into the mood.
What coach didn't? George Allen.
George Allen got a little
always
crazy.
Licking his lips, applauding. This is before he went out on the field.
Yeah.
And so, but what you had is, but anyway, so you would work out, but everybody would show up and they'd be ready to go. There'd be nobody injured, nobody hurt. People who needed operations had them right after the season was over. And so people were on a list when you showed up. You can perform or you can't perform. If you can't perform, you stand right over there.
Yeah.
Until they call for you.
Here's my question to you now, because obviously you're not trying out for training camp, but I know in that backyard of yours, you got this big workout facility in the back there. You're still training, what, once or twice a day still?
Well, I'm up there slugging away. Frank is looking at me.
The dog, the beagle dog.
Yeah, he's looking down with his tail wagging. I often think he wants to come down and watch me work out.
Do you throw some voice one-liners out there so you get ready and be in shape for the show so you come hard for the hard road here into the studio?
No, I don't do anything.
Okay.
I don't do anything.
I didn't think so.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRM Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer here on Sports USA and Sports Byline and CRN Talk. All the great places we're heard on this big broadcast. Glad to have you with us. Don't forget, tune in on Sports Byline, noon on Saturday, 6 a.m. on Sunday, Pacific time. We're here every week for you. And do the show Wednesdays on CRN Talk. So enjoy the show. Here, once again, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm during the break, I'm rereading the Chuck the Condor story.
This really bothered you. It's the lead story of the show today.
Here's the deal. I don't know why I've always felt this way. Maybe it was because when I was a kid, I paid so much attention to the things that had great impact on me as a young kid growing up, you know.
Right.
And sports teams, the uniforms, all of the pageantry in the crowd, the band, you know, all that stuff meant something to me, you know. And not that it didn't mean things to people, other people as well, but to me, I notice those things. And when I see bad taste celebrated to this degree with bad uniforms, you know, they've changed every NFL uniform.
They change them all the time.
They're terrible.
I know. They might want you to buy
a new one. They're just terrible. They have bad taste. I talked to Andy Warhol about this years ago.
You did?
Yeah. I said, you should design uniforms. Oh, I'd love to. But
is that what Andy said?
Yeah. I invited him to a Giant Ram game when I was back there, and I think it was 80.
When you played for the Giants,
yeah. No, when I played for the Rams.
Oh, for the Rams.
80.
Oh, 80. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'm regressing. Anyway, so what's the news? I think in baseball, the big conversation in Dodger camp is that they got a new manager, Dave Roberts. We have to decide. The decision is, will there be a personal catcher? Will each pitcher be able to request a catcher?
No, that's not good. That is not good.
And the answer is no.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Dave Roberts.
That's solved that.
I don't think any manager.
He said no, didn't he?
Well, Steve Carlton had his own personal catcher.
Yep.
With the Phillies, those things do exist. But it
was Bob Uecker, wasn't it?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Who was it?
I forget who it was, but you're right.
He had his own catcher. So anyway, it's Yasiel Puig. He's going to be the main catcher. He's going to get most of the starts.
He's not going to catch, though,
Ellis.
Is he? Puig?
What?
Puig's not going to catch, is he?
I didn't say he was.
Oh, I thought you said he's going to be the catcher. No.
A.J. Ellis.
A.J. Ellis, there you go.
A.J. Ellis is going to catch, but he's not going to be the starter. He's going to get more. Yasmani Grandal is going to get more playing time. And Doc Roberts. Did you know his nickname was Doc?
Who?
Dave Roberts.
It's Doc Roberts.
Now starting to call him Doc.
I like it. So he's Doc. That'll be good.
Doc Rivers and Doc Roberts.
I think he's going to be okay. I think I'm going to be into Dave.
I'm hoping. I'm rooting for the guy.
Tim McCarver, by the way, I believe was the catcher for Steve Carlton.
That's who it was.
How could we forget? Because he's such a great announcer.
He is good.
He's all right.
I thought he was very insightful. I liked what he had to say.
Except when he used to rag on the Dodgers. He seemed to.
Well, everybody does that.
Everybody does it, don't they? Now, listen, this is spring training's going on. The games don't really count or matter, but it's going to be interesting to see how many DL people are out there, and they're already starting to flop a little bit on the on these lists. So I think that's going to be the team with the least guys on the DL. They probably will have a better chance at winning something. So the Raven has his broken arm, says it looks like Harry Potter's arm. There's all these things. The Chapman has got a 30-day ban for the domestic thing. What else is going on? There's a lot of things going on to this thing to see what's happening. We'll see who's going to be healthy and who isn't. I noticed you this happened when you made motion pictures. With your time in football, you seemed to be professional, prepared, ready to go. Were you that way when you were acting all the time, too, and on location and all that, be ready to go?
Of course.
Okay.
Why?
Because you mentioned one time that you were in Thailand, and it seemed like you had like a little side note when you went into a bar one time in Thailand, and some local performer there was killing, as you said, the Cole Porter music.
Is that your segue?
Yeah. Wow. You like the way I did it?
That was really interesting. That was a hard left-hand turn.
I had to make that turn.
That you didn't even use the brakes.
Nope,
you just jerked that steering wheel to the left.
Fred's got a great story when he was in Thailand.
No, I started telling you this. I told you this story a long time ago. Let me just revisit it for you.
Please, please.
I just want to touch base. I want to polish it a little bit. I just want to give you the flavor of it. I don't want to dwell on it. I mean, I don't want to overdo it. What I don't want to do on this show is overdo certain stories that I feel as though could be overdoable.
Nobody's heard this story, so go for it.
Well, I think some people have heard it.
I heard it at dinner one night.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Fred and I were at this restaurant where they were playing some music, and the music wasn't necessarily that good. And so Fred told me that
Let me just do it.
Here's the deal.
How many people out there, raise your hands, have at times been in a restaurant and the piano player is just so bad and killing any song that you happen to like or want to hum along to?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. I'm not unlike anybody else. I'm in Thailand.
What are you doing in Thailand?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm in Thailand in 1992.
Okay.
I have a production office at Paramount Studios, and they sent us over there. We're going to do this movie, A Day of Reckoning in Thailand.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of fun over there.
Sounds like a big production.
And we're doing it for NBC with Paramount.
Oh, that's a big name.
It's a big deal. So they said, "Gee, Fred, it'll be really great." So we went over there, and we were there for three and a half months. Prepping and shooting and prepping
in Thailand,
in Thailand, in Bangkok, Thailand, and also down in Krabi, and out in the islands that was used in one of the James Bond's movies, those pyramid like islands. That's where we were.
Oh, those are nice.
It was a great location, certainly. So anyway, we're staying at one of the hotels that's right there on the river, Chao Phraya River. I call it the Dead Dog River because
why do you call it the Dead Dog?
Because there's bloated dead dogs floating all over the place.
They are not. Did you just stop? No, there's not.
Yes, they are.
What's the river called? The
Chao Phraya.
Chao Phraya River.
Chao Phraya
were you
River.
At the hotel
right
Chao Phraya?
No, it wasn't called Chao Phraya.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, and so it's right there on the river. So and the theory was once you go into Thailand because it's so dense and so polluted with the stuff. And so crowded, so many bikes and noise and smoke and everything. We decided not to put our offices downtown.
Okay.
We decided to put them further down the river toward the ocean on the river itself and use the longboats to travel up and down the river to locations, unload our cast of characters, unload our cameras, and walk into the location.
So you'd use the river for transportation.
So we saved not only time.
Right.
We saved the studios
lots of money.
Lots of money because we were smart.
Right.
And, they got upset with us for a while because we made that decision on our own. But they went, that's a good idea.
They seem to always talk like that whenever you talk to them. Yeah. Is that the way they
executives
talk?
Well, that's how government officials talk.
That's
in sports. That's in everywhere.
Oh, good.
Hey, Fred, you had to do that. Did you? What made you think of that?
That's good, Fred.
So in this hotel,
actually
outside, and across this little cute little bridge, stone bridge, was Trader Vic's restaurant.
One of the Trader Vic's restaurants.
That's right. It was the brand. It was in different parts of the world.
Vic's. This is great. Trader Vic's. It's
used to
good
have
place.
One over here in Beverly Hills.
It's very famous.
Santa Monica and Wilshire.
That's good.
Okay. That's gone now,
Yeah. They had one in Hawaii.
That whole thing's gone now. You know that.
I think there's like one left.
Yeah. But Trader Vic's, great place. Mai Tais. They had the beautiful classical drinks they would bring to you with pineapple in it and all that stuff.
It was always fine.
Umbrellas. I used to go there for the umbrellas.
Okay, for the umbrellas.
So we every night we go there.
Yep.
And Chan was our host.
Mr. Chan or just Chan?
Just Chan.
Chan was your host.
Not related to the film Chan.
Not Charlie Chan.
Not Chuck Chan.
Okay.
So we're there, and I said, we're going to be here for 3.5 months. So I'd like to get a relationship with you. So when I call down from my room or I'm on my way, that I say Chai, Chan, whatever your name is, please put my order in. So when I get there, I don't have to wait.
You do that to this day. You have your food. I'll go to dinner with you and bring the food to you before I even sat down.
I'm in the parking lot and they're serving.
They're already serving you food. But anyway.
Yeah, I got it down.
Chan does this for you.
So Chan does it. He says, anytime, Mr. Dryer, you tell me, and I'll do it for you right now. What room are you in? So I give him all my stuff.
Is that how Chan talks?
Listen, folks. In this age of political correctness, I'm telling you, I'm mimicking you to the best of my ability in representing these people and this story the best I possibly can.
So you get it all set up with Chan.
That's right.
So where does the music get into this?
Well,
I'm just looking at the clock. Well, I just want to make sure we have time to clear the show.
Maybe we should wait till next week.
No, we got to do it now. No, we got it. People want to hear it.
All right, so. So we go in there, we sit down, and as we are shown to our seats, our tables,
right,
the piano player is playing in the background.
Well, that's nice.
You know, he's diddling around. And then, of course, as the evening rolls on and we get like 6 or 7 Mai Tais into dinner, and we're sitting there laughing our butts off about everything that we've experienced that day and that week, we now begin to hear the entertainment of the evening.
Yes.
You know, and I'll call him Pepe. So Pepe comes down into the show, and he sits. He got a bow tie on, and he sits behind the keys, and he starts playing a riff. You know, you hear that?
I'm hearing it.
He starts playing a riff and stuff.
I can almost hear it.
Then breaks into a series of songs.
Yes,
and he overlaps them by saying, "Here is my favorite American." Cole Porter.
Is that what he really did?
I got you. You. I'm talking to you under my skin. I really do. I got you. I do have you. And so
this is an actual performance.
This is what this guy's doing. Okay. And so he's done three and a half months.
3.5 months are there with this.
So he's doing this. Just a second. So he's doing this.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know. People at the table say, "What the hell is that? Have you listening to this guy?" I said, "Listen, don't ask me if I'm listening to it. I'm pretty well done with this guy." For the next hour and a half, you know, this different sets.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Twilight Event. This is my favorite composer, Cole Porter.
And so
I got you under my skin. I really got you. All right.
Yeah.
So he does it, and I'm now saying, now I'm beyond.
Yeah.
Now this is not really funny anymore.
Because you're getting perturbed.
Well, 3.5 months.
3.5 months.
So
every
night. I can't take it. So I get up and I walk over to the guy.
Yeah.
And I give him $20.
You gave him $20.
I said, "Stop singing."
No, wait a minute. You did not. You gave him $20 to stop singing.
I'm giving you this money not because you're any good, but because I want you to stop. Do you hear me? Stop. He says, "Okay, I'll take a break now." So he stops. Wait a minute. He stops. I go back to my table and they go, "Hey, good work." I go, "Yeah, let's order another Mai Tai." Now here comes the owner.
Wondered, there's no music going on.
I said, "Where's Pepe?" You know, he said, "Pepe went outside to have a cigarette for a minute." You know, are we about done here?
Hold on. There's another. We got it right after this break. Yeah. There's a big finish coming up.
Pepe's outside smoking.
I want to see if Pepe's going to perform again.
He's smoking something.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. 800-515-6309. That number again is 800-515-6309.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So Fred's telling the stories in Thailand for 3.5 months, and he's at Trader Vic's, and there's a guy singing there that's murdering Cole Porter.
All right, let me pick it up from him. They got it right now. So here's the deal. I'm going to wrap this up. So I give $20 to Pepe. I said, Pepe, I love you, but you got to stop singing. You don't want me to sing no more? No. Here's $20. Go out and have a cigarette. So he gets up, stops playing.
You pay up. Him to stop singing.
Here's 20. I go back to the table, and we're going, gee, that's and they said, thank you very much for doing that. Now, here comes the owner.
He's wondering where the music is.
Why, Puppy? And everybody in the room points to me.
Because you've destroyed everybody's
they all pointed to me, and he comes over and goes, Mr. Dryer, what happened to Puppy? I goes, well, he took a break out here. Oh, okay. So the guy walks away and goes outside, and so I figured, I got to go out there because that guy's going to beat up Pepe. So I follow him out. By the time I get out to where he is, he's kind of telling Pepe, what are you doing? You know. And he says, Mr. Dreyer, pay me $20.
To stop singing.
And I said, you know, come on back in. That's a good idea. Come on back in.
So I bring him back in,
and he sit him down there, and the owner comes over and says, well, what wrong? And I said, it was just too much Cole Porter. He's got to shuffle his performance.
Because he was doing all Cole Porter.
It's just Cole Porter. And I love Cole Porter. But he said, Pepe, my brother-in-law.
Oh, no.
So he goes over and he tells Pepe, he says, more Cole Porter. So the guy goes, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back from break now. And now I want to sing to you my beautiful rendition of Cole Porter music. Here it goes. Da da da. I got you under my skin.
He does the same song
again. I got you. 3.5 months.
Of that. You're the only guy I've ever known that paid somebody $20 to actually stop singing.
And that's not the last time I did it.
You did a bunch of times.
That's not the last time.
That's our show. Oh, someone just gave us $20 to get off the air. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they will be sending us
all right, that's good. Thank you very much. Keep those cash donations coming in. You missed anything, check out it on the website at crntalk.com. /the sports show, crntalk.com/the sports show. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com and follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, DRYER.
Yeah, that's right.
Final thoughts from Fred.
I'll see you guys next week, okay?